Yeah, happy Thanksgiving and happy beginning of Advent. It's always a, Advent is kind of the in-between thing anyway. We're waiting, preparing our hearts for what's to come. But I always wish Thanksgiving was a little bit earlier so we don't feel so crammed, into Christmas because they're such a sacred, special holiday. There are over 150 scripture verses on Thanksgiving in the Bible, and about as many in the Old Testament as there are in the New Testament. And so we have selected some for you to read. And this is our family service. And so whether you're a guest with us first time or been here before, if you have a verse or even if you want to give thanks to something, just one thing, think about one thing that you're really thankful for. And just keep it brief so everyone has a time to share. Before we do that, oh, I just love the worship today. The words just ministered so much to me. And I'm going to talk as we close a little bit about how to cultivate a grateful heart. But just keep your heart open to what he has for you. But I just really want to give thanks. On Thursday, we had several couples come down, and it was organized what we normally do, that humongous community service we do down at Vets Hall. We haven't been able to do because of COVID. And people come from all over the county and the state to go to that thing, so they're disappointed. But we were able to minister and provide meals for 300-plus homes. And people in homes that couldn't get out, didn't have Thanksgiving for various reasons. And what a blessing that is. So I just really want to give a hand for the Rides, Calderas, the Digmans, and so many more that showed up during that. So thank you for organizing that, you guys. They were all here in the first service. So let's give thanks. So number one, if you have the verse, first verse. I just want to read a quote from St. Teresa of Avila before we begin. And it says, "May the Lord be blessed forever for the great gifts he has continually heaped upon me. And may all that he has created praise him." So it's that continual of giving thanks. So take it away.
So this is from Psalm 92, verses 1 through 4. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. When the ten-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hand."
Thank you. Okay, Katie. You want to make your way up forward if you're number three or four. Just come on up closer so you can pop on up.
Psalm 30, 10 through 12. "Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever."
Okay, thank you, Katie. Thank you. So just share whatever's on your heart to give thanks.
This is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 through 29.
There you go.
"Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a holy, consuming light." And I'm just thankful that God hasn't given up on me through everything that I've been through.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Gabe. Power of prayer.
I have two verses today. The first is... Okay. I don't want to blow it up.
You want to blow it up?
All right. Psalm 28:7. Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy and I will give thanks to him in song. Psalm 107:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And what am I most thankful for this year? Yeah, it really just comes down to one thing, family. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Before I read my verse, I just want to tell you that in 19, little family history, in 1975, Thanksgiving Day, I was with my family at my cousin's house. We had Thanksgiving there. And I had just become a believer, and I had been praying for my family, and a very good friend who was a mentor to me said, Julie, imagine your family as Christians. What would that look like? And I thought, oh, it would look like this. We're all around the table. We're holding hands, and we're praying, and we're really praying this Thanksgiving, and we're praying to God and thanks for the blessings he's given us. And it's 2021, and the Lord was faithful to answer that prayer. It didn't happen all at once. It happened gradually over time. And the last one most recently was my beautiful baby brother, who's sitting in church today with me. So I am incredibly thankful for God's faithfulness. And and he answers prayer. Sometimes it takes a while, but he's faithful. Psalm 92, 1 through 4. What a beautiful thing, God, to give thanks, to sing an anthem to you, the high God, to announce your love each daybreak, sing your faithful presence all through the night. Accompanied by dulcimer and harp, the full-bodied music of strings, you made me so happy, God. I saw your work, and I shouted for joy.
Amen. Thank you, Julie. We never give up. We never give up prayer. We never give up on each other. Amen. There, Jerry.
Psalms 9, 1 and 2. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing your praise to you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
Thank you, Jerry. If anyone has something they want to give thanks for, you can come up, even if you don't have a verse. So.
Okay, so I had Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. I've always thought whenever I've struggled with entering into God's presence, beginning with everything that you're thankful for, because the scripture says, you know, if we give thanks to the Lord, we can enter his gates and then to worship him and enter into his presence. So it's such a blessing to remember the things that we're thankful for and to it rewards us with entering into God's presence, and it's wonderful. So I am thankful for that.
Amen. Well said, Daniel. Yeah.
This is Psalm, my old eyes are hard here. Psalm 107, 8 and 9. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for all. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. I'd like to give thanks for this last year. There have been some incredibly wonderful things happen in my life. There have been some incredibly difficult things that have happened in my life. And God was there through it all. But I also give thanks for my family. I give thanks for friends that have been there every single time I needed them, many of whom are in this church, and I give thanks to the people in this church, this community that loves me and I thank you.
Thank you, Bob. So the next number, what number was that, Buck?
Seven.
Seven, so number eight. Thank you. Thanks for keeping me on, Chuck.
Good morning.
There you go, Mike.
Let's see, the Message Bible of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this is going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Mm-hmm. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Mm-hmm. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. And if I'm thankful for something today, it's for this church family and God's love, that a fallen world can never destroy God's love. No matter what happens in this life, God's love will always guide you to be with Jesus.
Amen. That's right. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, right, Mike? Yeah. So good to hear the scriptures read. Come on up. By each of you as you give thanks. This, let the word of God, you know, just water your soul.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Revelation 4, 9 through 11, NLT. Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down and worship the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created everything, and it is for your pleasure that they exist and were created." And I'm very, very grateful for everything. I'm just grateful for the support of this congregation, these people that are so full of love and embraces. And I had to keep in mind something that was that I say to people all the time, and whenever it's called for, and that is, it came to pass, but not to stay. And that has held me in good stead. So thank you.
Well said. Thank you, Teresa. Yeah. There are those seasons. Number 10? Was that 9?
Yes.
Number 10. And then number 11, come on up and get ready. And any other Thanksgiving to share, be ready to come up too.
1 Chronicles 16, 8 and 34. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among nations what he has done. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His love endures forever. It says, call on his name. What are the attributes of the Lord that you have been thankful for? Me, for this year, there's so many. He is my great El Roy. He is the God who sees you and me wherever, whatever your situation is, up or down. He is always there with you. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my great provider. He is my Jehovah Shalom. He is my peace in the midst of challenges in my life and our life. He is my Jehovah Nishi. He is my fighter. He fights for me. In all of this, let it be known, it says, make known our lives, be a living testimony of God's greatness, of God's faithfulness, of God's loving kindness to all of us. I thank him for the grace and mercies and his faithfulness. And I know you've been a part of our lives here in Cambria. His plans he has for our lives, we thank you, Lord. And his promises, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He never leaves us. And thank you, Lord, for the challenges. We thank him for the challenges and the changes that he has made. But it encourages us. It makes us strengthful for all the challenges that we're facing. Remember, he is your banner. He is my banner. He is your great provider. He is my great provider. He is my great healer. He is your Jehovah Rapha. And all of this, always have that attitude of gratitude, because God is good. His love never fails. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Woo. Thank you, Judy. I think she's going to be preaching next Sunday. Good word. Bring it on. Woo. That was very powerful.
No, I'm not going to be preaching. My good friend handed me this today,
and come a little
I needed
closer.
To read this. I needed to read this. Okay, it is Psalms 9, 1 to 2 in the Message. I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, Hi, God. And my favorite word for God, and I just heard it recently in Be Thou My Vision, High King of Heaven. I love that description of God. And I'm thankful today for this church, because from each of you I feel God's love pouring out to me, God's acceptance, God's goodness to me. Thank you all.
Thank you, Julie. Okay, 11, 12, 13. Come on up.
I'm reading from Psalm 57, verse 7 through 11. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory, awake, my harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. So this has been one of the toughest times in my life, the worst year of my life. And I just honestly am so grateful for this fellowship and for the small groups I'm part of, for the leadership of this church, and how they have, how everybody has stepped up to be there for me. I am truly humbled and grateful. And, you know, the time to get into small groups and build relationships is when life's okay. When it's easy to be distracted and go, yeah, I'll do that someday. No, do it then. Because when it's hard, you won't want to do it. Okay, you'll want to disappear. At least that's my motivation. I just would like to be invisible. But people don't let you be invisible when they love you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, Mr. Rick.
This is 1 Timothy 4, 4 through 5. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. That everything is a strange word. I look at myself and I know my life and I know my thought life, and the thing that I am most grateful for, basically, and that sustains me, is that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, for that gives me hope in life.
Thank you, Rick. Do we have one more? Oh, go ahead. Come on up.
I'm
50. Where
are you, Phil?
I'm 14. 14, 15. I forgot how many there were. Come on up, Phil. I love to hear the word of God from our brothers and sisters. It's really a blessing. Come a little closer, Paula, though.
1 Chronicles 29, 11 through 13. Yours, O Lord, is the greatest the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand and at your discretion. People are made great and given strength. Oh, our God, we thank you and praise you. We praise your glorious name. I am thankful for God's Holy Spirit that is alive in me each and every day. And I know he's alive in all of you each and every day. And I walk around with part of him all the time. I'm thankful because I know God is faithful to me and my family. And that's his promise. So I'm very thankful that he's always faithful to us.
Amen. Thank you, Paula. Hey, guys.
Well, I took this as a sign because Kathy had the same verse, Psalm 30, 11 and 12 earlier. So you won't see it up there, but I'm going to start in verse 1 of 30. So I will praise you, Lord, for you have saved me from my enemies. You refused to let them triumph over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I pleaded with you, and you gave me my health back again. You brought me back from the brink of the grave, from death itself, and here I am alive. Oh, sing to him, you saints of his. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment. His favor lasts for life. Weeping may go on all night, but in the morning there is joy. In my prosperity, I said, this is forever. Nothing can stop me now. The Lord has shown me his favor. He has made me steady as a mountain. Then, Lord, you turned your face away from me and cut off your river of blessings. Suddenly my courage was gone. I was terrified and panic-stricken. I cried to you, O Lord. Oh, how I pled. What will you gain, Lord, from killing me? How can I praise you then to all my friends? How can my dust in the grave speak out and tell the world about your faithfulness? Hear me, Lord. Oh, have pity and help me. Then he turned my sorrow into joy. He took away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy so that I might sing glad praises to the Lord instead of lying in silence in the grave. O Lord, my God, I will keep on thanking you forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kevin. So, you know, putting that into context, you know, there are those moments where we feel God has turned his face away or he's not answering our prayers the way we think he should. Yeah. And so it's that leaning into presence where he comes near to meet us and that we enter his gates with thanksgiving. Good word. Okay, Phil.
Good morning. I think I'm the last one, and it's probably appropriate with this last one. I don't know if we're going to have it up on the overhead or not, that it includes response from the congregation or from those that are hearing this in Psalms. So I want to give you a chance to be ready to respond, and your response is going to be like this. His faithful love endures forever. We're going to repeat it four times. And you're not specifically the congregation that was present when this was spoken the first time, or the priests, or those that fear God, but we are all those things today in our lives as his children, and so we have an opportunity to participate as indicated here. So this is from Psalms 118, and it's verses 1 through 4. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the congregation of Israel repeat. His faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat. His faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord repeat. His faithful love endures forever. Amen. It's already been mentioned by several that our family is often one of the first things we think about at Thanksgiving time to give thanks for. I'm very privileged to have come from a family of that was a Christian home and on both sides and many generations, and so that's been something to celebrate many times in my life. But we haven't always lived physically close together. So even though we get to see some of our family every once in a while, and there are some of you out there that fit in this situation also, we love our family, we think of them often, but we're not physically close to them. So I've always appreciated the church family, and this church family at this time in our lives is especially those who we see most every Sunday, and we have a relationship that's a love relationship in Jesus Christ that's not the same as our brothers and sisters and blood relatives, but it has the same effect in our lives, that those people know us, we know them, and we share the love of Jesus Christ with each other. That's what I'm thankful for today.
Thank you, Phil. So we've heard from the Word of God today, and there's so much more that we could say how we are grateful for. I'm sure you each have something that you want to tell God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So just take a moment and just tell him thanks for that one thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. We thank you for grace. We thank you for the highs and we thank you for the lows. Thank you for your steadfast love. Yeah. Yeah. So as has been shared earlier, when we give thanks, it ushers us into the presence of God. And it kind of shifts our whole way of thinking. It's really hard to curse someone that you're thankful for. You know, it's hard to hate someone that you're thankful for. You know, it changes your heart. And so to cultivate a grateful heart, we have to look to Jesus. You know, Jesus, as we did today, shared communion. He took the bread. And he first gave thanks. He gave thanks because he was the one. He was going to be broken for us. He gave thanks to God for his work on the cross that he was about to do. The most difficult thing, to become human, to come like us, to give up all his divinity, to give up everything he had in heaven to come down and to be like us. He emptied himself. And we shared that, Pastor Gary shared that last week, you know, from Philippians, you know, but for the joy set before him, he did that for us. So he gave thanks for one of the most difficult things that anyone could do. Our God gave thanks. So we look at that Eucharistio, which is the Eucharist, that's where the word Eucharist comes from, and it means joy and grace. It's thanksgiving. It's the giving of thanks with joy because of grace. And it was the grace of God that he sent his son. It was the grace of God. He became man. So we want to look to Jesus, remember him. That was Christ's last directive to all of us, his disciples. Remember me. Remember me. And so every time we come to communion, that's what we do. We remember him. But it's every day we need to remember him. And it's in the giving of thanks, having a heart of gratitude, that we're remembering him. So I just have a couple things for you to remember. That Jesus giving himself by emptying himself, that everything is grace. Remember, everything is grace. So when you're tempted to get angry or tempted to judge, or you do judge, or you criticize, or you complain, remember, it's all grace. It's all grace. It's grace in you. It's grace in me. That kind of helps let go of the things that we hold on to. Remember Mark 6, Jesus, when the crowds were all around him, over 5,000. We think there's probably way more than 5,000, probably 15 kids and women. And he told the disciples to feed them with, what, 2 little fishies and 5 little loaves. And he broke them, but he first gave thanks. Gratitude, remember, will lead to miracles. So when we're grateful and we can trust God, watch and wait for the miracle to happen. It will come in the least expected way sometimes, but it will happen. And then remember who you are. Remember whose you are. And remember what he's done for you. Remember those things. And a grateful heart will rise up. We need to do that every day. Every day. So when you go down that slippery slope of worry, despair, concern about all the stuff that's going on around you, remember, everything's grace. God's in control. He's got this. His faithful love endures forever. That's why we need the Word of God and we need each other. And then remember that in order to have a grateful heart, to give thanks, that's something we have to give. And to give something, if we all have our fists, our hands closed, we can't give anything, can we? When we open them, we can give. And as we give, we can receive. And so remember that it is in the giving that we receive. It is in the trusting that we grow. And so it's that letting go, that lay it all down. You know the songs we sang today, lay it all down. You can have it all, Lord. This heart that is now yours, everything that I own. I mean, we sing it, but are we living it? Can we live it? You can have it all, Lord. So it's that laying it down. It's giving it up. It's giving up our control. It's giving up the way we think our prayer should be answered, what we expect God to do at times. And we hope with a hope that does not disappoint. So as we look towards Advent, when today is the beginning of Advent, of the coming of our Lord in humility, the humble King, you know, the high priest, King, high King of heaven. Yes, and yet a humble King that came down to earth to die for us. And so we have these beautiful booklets that the Vineyard put out called The Humble King. So it's all in Advent. Please do pick one up. It starts today, so don't miss it because it's a devotional. It's just a lovely devotional. It's real simple and short, but it'll draw you deeper into what humility is in walking with Christ. If the worship team wants to come up and we'll close, just a couple last words that is in the little booklet. One is by Andrew Murray. He says, humility is the only soil in which the graces root. And there's something about a humble heart that allows a grateful heart to be cultivated in it. When we say, I don't have it all, but you do. I can't do this on my own, but you can. And so that's a place of humility. It's also, humility is an attentive patience. So think of that as we're waiting, as we sing about him coming into the room. He comes into the room of our hearts. We prepare him room as we look towards Advent, to the coming of his humility, coming to earth as a baby, the most vulnerable state you can be in, completely dependent. We desire that hunger and desire for that poverty of spirit till we say, I am weak, but you are strong, Lord. I am poor, but you have made me rich. And we give thanks to God. So as we sing this last song, just consider those places that you may need to lay down. You might loosen your grip of to let more of God's grace in. And then if you're struggling today, or even if you're not struggling, even if you just want the blessing of God's grace, more in your life, just come up. We'll pray a blessing over you or pray over you more of God's kingdom. So as we close this song, just be open to receive and come up for some prayer.